Paranoid Radio. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. That is
yes, right. Sir.
Oh shit.
Why you interrupting me, nigga? Why you interrupting me? Stay
right,
in your lane.
Let me start over.
Stay in your lane. All right, fool. Don't cross the boundary, fool. I don't need you to come over here, fool.
Here we fucking go.
Stay in your lane.
Why don't we start the show? Oh man. Testicles, 1, 2, testicles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back out of the young cracks and it was shaking.
We're back at it again. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am Travis Garcia, your humble host. Joining me the once, twos, the best goals in the motherfucking planet. Big tech. Salute, salute, salute.
Salute, woo. Salute. What's shaking, big dog? How you doing
I think
today?
I'm doing good. I think that was the fastest I've ever mentioned your name into the show. No? Laugh with me, fool. Laugh with me, dick. Fucking lame. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Paranoid Radio Podcast is amazing.
Squeaky, squeaky.
And Squeaky Squeaky brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Get your bulldogs and Frenchies today.
Paranoid Water brought to you. Reach a higher level of living.
Ooh. Reach a higher level of paranoia with Paranoid Water.
I want to say that. Please, people, do not reach Trouble's level because goddamn.
Oh, shit. Big Tank is in the fucking house. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us again. Shout outs to every single one of you for joining us and tuning back in. This is an amazing episode. We have amazing content lined up for all you guys. But first of all, very first thing I need to put out for you guys is the very first thing I need to lay. Did you understand that?
No, I don't speak retard. Sorry, big dog.
Oh my god. We all, for all our woke friends, you gotta watch out what you say. You can't use that word retard. You have to say fucking stupid.
Hey, why?
I don't know, dog. People get offended, bro. You can't use
no,
retard.
No. Oh, hey, look, I'm gonna take a page out of my buddy's book. I don't give a fuck.
People
That's my
say
buddy's book. I'm gonna take this straight out of my buddy's book where he says I don't give a fuck what people say. I'm able to express myself on
yes,
these platforms.
Can.
So fuck you, all right? So don't play that double psychotic mumbo jumbo on me, all right, fool?
If you're, hey, not, dog, gonna you
angry
if
you're not gonna follow your own advice, shut the fuck up, fool.
Oh,
hypocrite
ass
motherfucker.
Yeah, you're just mad because I said fuck
man.
BLM. I said fuck BLM on Instagram. You're like, hey, you people gonna
mess back at you. No. That's not what I said. Hey, fool, don't even go there. You fucking twisting, hating ass. All right, don't even go there.
I don't give a fuck. All right, well, the point is, Big Tech is in the fucking house. He's eating an orange. We're back in this bitch. And I want to thank
your mama's an orange. Because I got to peel her back. Nah.
Look, fool, keep bringing your mama jokes into this bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, a Big Tag, please go ahead and fucking drop your massive bombs of knowledge and take us to the bank of knowledge today with It's Bird, It's Plain. Nope, it's Paranoid Radio. Big Tag, what is happening?
What is happening, my people? You guys know this is the biggest segment, the best segment, the only segment that has stayed on because everybody else is quitting, starting with a preview review, starting with the recap, starting with the review, everything. Everybody else is giving up. I'm the most loyal and truest people to this shit, all right?
Oh,
and I ain't throwing
shots
fired. Ugly motherfuckers.
This is a
but
segment,
I'm out here, all right?
We all cheer. Okay. What is happening, Big Tag? What the fuck is happening around the world? Please talk to us, dog.
I woke up aggressive today. I don't know what.
You did. Eat your orange and peas. God damn. Baby girl, slow down.
Incognito
black.
It's hot. Incognito's orange today.
Oh, shit, dog. You coming in with
King
the fucking bombs of knowledge. What's
hey,
up? What's
King,
up?
King Kong is mad because he didn't have a banana and they gave him an orange.
I know you want this banana. Relax, cowgirl. Relax.
Calmate, pinche platanito. No empieces. No empieces, cabrón.
Are you going to hit us with what's happening?
Real talk. Yes, I am. Let's dive deep into it. Bro. Okay. In the U.S., we all know we're the two major leading competitors in the beverage. Well, the soda industry.
Oh,
name me the two biggest troubles. Give me the two biggest.
PepsiCo and Coca-Cola in my nose.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, and we ain't talking about saca la bolsita. We talking about that good hard black.
Saca la bolsita.
Okay. So I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Basically, Latin America, mm-hmm, and the United States is where PepsiCo and Coca-Cola thrive. Mm-hmm. They thrive. We have some of the highest market production values everywhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not to say that they're not everywhere. They are a worldwide publicly traded company, 110%. Mm-hmm. Okay. But did you know that there's another major leading competing brand in the Middle Eastern? Okay. That nobody ever talks about it. Nobody ever brings up. So there is these people I've been following on TikTok where they, mm-hmm, send you a care package of just basic stuff that doesn't get released out to the U.S. Okay. And we could be talking bacon flavored chips. We could, ooh, be talking mustard flavored donuts, whatever, ooh, it might be.
Must wait, there's mustard a lot of flavored donuts. God,
I'm using that as an example, because that's how outrageous some of this stuff is.
Give me one more.
Sangria flavored hot dogs. I
Sangria. Hey, that's, you know what, you're onto something, dog. Anyway, care packages from the Middle East. We got sangria flavored.
No. I'm not saying it's just strictly from. But there are these people that just get all this other stuff, whether it be Skittles, whatever it
Japan
might be.
Japan has their own, like, fucking...
Japan,
like,
has its own stuff, yes.
Banana-flavored, yeah, hot Cheetos and shit, like, woo! Yeah,
110%. So there's this company coming out of Middle Eastern that has, quote, stolen the secret recipe of Coca-Cola. There's a small digital truth to it, that, whoa, the syrup is really close to it. Okay. Whoa. So the only reason there's no litigations being made yet, mm-hmm, is because the color is creamish. It is not a dark soda or yep.
I get it. The color. I got it. Oh, darn. So they got the syrup, banana flavored. Let's go.
No, it's not banana flavored, Bessie. So it has a different color, but it has a really similar tasting.
Bessie? What the fuck?
Alive, okay, okay,
too. I'm having too much fun.
But it applies a lot more differently because it's not the same color, but it has a similar tasting taste. For example, if you add dye to it, doesn't it not make it true? So for example, I'm going to use this orange as an example. We all know oranges are oranges. But if somebody comes out and calls it something else because the color is green, would it still be considered an orange, Troubles?
It'll be a greenage, just a greenage.
But that, what is, that's not what they call it.
That's not what
you
they
know
call
how
it.
You know how they have those fake sodas, Big Red, Shasta. RC Cola, Shasta is one of them. You get me? They're technically not labeled.
Yeah, RC Cola is old school. Fool, shut the. RC Cola is old school.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, but it's a contender for Coke, but they don't. But obviously, it stays in its own lane.
Yeah, I got you. Uh-huh.
So what if they change the color, but it tastes really similar? Would you consider that an imitation?
It's funny that you say that, because when I was young, when I was a teenager, and I'm bringing this story up, my first job ever, aside from fucking throwing parties, was selling cologne and perfumes in promo bottles. And you used to call it promo bottles. So basically,
I remember the cologne
that you would buy at the mall. Let's say you want to go get some, and I'm not doing any promotion here, you want to buy some Hugo Boss, some fucking Burberry Touch, Burberry, whatever the fuck it's called, or let's some Versace, whatever the fuck that you call, let's say some Polo. You're trying to buy Polo Blue, which is the one I use, guys. You buy the Polo Blue.
Yay!
You go to the mall and you purchase that bottle. You're not buying the scent. You're buying the signature on the bottle and what the bottle looks like. That's all you're purchasing. You're not buying the scent. The scent is unbuyable, if it makes any sense. It's not controlled by anybody. Anybody could come up with the scent and sell it to you in a promo bottle under the name of Trebles. And then you'd be like, damn, I'm wearing that Trebles per cologne. You see what I'm saying?
But I'm sorry. I don't think I would ever do that, big dog.
And then you have the water base, and then you have the oil base, obviously. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm not trying to sell you promo clones. I'm trying to tell you is that you cannot own, essentially, you cannot own the scent. You can only own the signature. So therefore, if I have to apply the same knowledge to what you're telling me, the homeboy industries at fucking Middle East. You keep saying Middle Eastern, by the way. It's Middle East, motherfucker. So.
You know what I meant. You understood me, right?
I know what you meant. So the homies. Let's call them homie cokes. The homie coke at the Middle East come up with the syrup, but they find the secret fucking recipe for Coca-Cola, but they call it homie coca, right? Homie coca is in the, it's gonna hit the stores all over California, all over New York, all over the US, right? It technically cannot be sued.
Bro, we should start a soda and call it Saca la Bolsita.
S-A-C-A.
Delete this.
Wait, what you think about the logo, the coloring, the letter? Oh, dog, I'm already...
Bro, little bagged up, full little bag, man. Just a guy shaking the little bag.
What are you drinking? I got that baggie, homie. I got that baggie.
Hey, la bolsita, oh, saca la bolsita.
La bolsita.
Hey, he showed up with la bolsita.
All right, enough. All
right, so starting number two. No, that's pretty much it. It's upper grounds. There has been no lawsuit technically made yet. There has been threats made everywhere just because it's a really, really similar.
That's very
powerful. As you guys know, Coca-Cola focuses heavy on keeping their secret, top secret, in a secret vault, hidden away. Nobody even knows about it. Obviously, when you put the recipe in the bag, it's all generic names, whether it be water, sugar, whatever it is, carbonated soda, whatever it is. So it is going to be really interesting to see how much it plays in that middle ground, how much gray area there is between it. It's like Disney, where Mickey was the only patent, the only one being able to renew their patency. Okay, so I mean, it is definitely a gray area, but we'll see what the fuck happens. On to story number two. Let's make this one a quick one, big dog.
Yeah.
How much gold do you own?
Very small amount of gold.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Me too. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I know older generations are heavily involved, especially in the Latin community. A lot of them like to carry them bling dowels, big old chains.
With the hair popping out of the chest, kind of like a...
Exactly. So it gets down and heavy, it gets down and dirty. That's what we're talking about. So what if I were to tell you, Big Dog, that we are seeing an influx of change where nobody really cares about it no more? I know we see it a lot on rappers. White style, blinged out and everything. But what if I were to tell you that the gold market seems to be hitting an ultimate low, but it's staying at a high price?
I think it's true. And I think it's because, like, if you're asking me, because I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'll be thinking that it's because the governments are not pushing it, because the governments want it for themselves. Gold is the only standard. I mean, think about it.
Anything mineralistic from this earth is the standard. Whether it be platinum, uranium, how do you call it, gold, silver, all of that has been holding its value through the test of time. And for some reason, they've done a study where basically millennials moving up forward don't care so much unless you're a hot rapper. They are not afraid of being fake. Okay. I've caught two guys right here downtown. Obviously, we all know the famous Dante Alleys. Well, they're trying to sell you these fake Rolexes, these fake APs, fake everything. Everything.
Everything's fake.
Head to toe, everything's fake right there. And people really just don't care anymore. They'll literally go buy it right there because they want to look good at a fraction of the price, as opposed to having that quality over quantity. So, me personally, I've never had a big attraction to it. Yeah, I mean, I think I had a ring at one point. I think I have a necklace, just because they were given to me as the first communion, the baptisms, all that type of stuff that you get. You get me? That, well, most people give out. I'm not going to say that
traditional jewelry.
Exactly. So if we're being frank and open about it, I don't see it being such a huge, huge deal per se. You get me? Overall, I do think that we're moving in the wrong direction. I think we need to hold those core values. If I'm gonna be honest with you, just because it's really hard, really, really hard, and it shows a status icon. I mean, I know every day now, people will get their chain snatched, they get pulled up a gun with. You've even had celebrities go on and say, "Oh, this shit's fake." I'm like, I'm not gonna buy something real if I don't have an entourage with me to protect me. I mean, which is true. For example, right now, as you guys know, I'm dabbling in the dog game. Am I a little weary sometimes when I do have a Frenchie out there? Yeah, sometimes I am, depending on what part I am. You get me? Just because, I mean, Frenchies are the number one stolen dog in the U.S.
Woo!
the Frenchies are literally the number one stolen dogs in the U.S.
You know what a five big tank, right?
Bitches. No, but real talk. I mean, yeah, is it a little scary? Yeah, am I going to walk through the hood? Probably not. You get me? I'm probably not. I'm not going to be showing off a fucking $5,000 dog, get it stolen. No, probably not. I mean, but we are living in a pretty crazy world now, I will say. I mean,
absolutely.
Or is it just more televised? Let's be honest about it. Has it always been going on, and then now is it more televised? Because for now, everybody's hitting social media. Something happens, you fart in the air, somebody's gonna catch it on social media and blast your ass. You got me?
They're gonna smell that shit through Instagram, guaranteed. 100.
Smell-o-vision at its finest, big dog.
Smell-o-vision at its finest. And do not forget to buy stocks and gold and on Saca La Bolsita coming to you.
Hey, Saca La Bolsita hitting you live. Woo! You're gonna be the hit of the party all the time.
We're
gonna be like,
hey, we're making brands left and right, dog, and we never come through for any of them. The only one who stuck through was Paranoid. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's up, Big Tank. Head us out.
You guys know the deal. This is the best segment. Don't you guys forget it. We're going to throw a post. Who's been the most loyal segment? Who's been the best segment? You guys know who to vote for. Shots fired. What is happening? Shots fired. I mean, with that big old head.
That's a good idea. I'm going to put that as a poll. People are going to have to go vote. What segment is their favorite segment on the entire show for the entire month? Oh, we got some fucking firebombs dropping this month. That's right.
The only one to say it, you, Big Tank. I'll catch you guys next time. Woo!
All right, guys, that's right, Big Tank. Thank you for those two amazing stories. I'm always doing an amazing fucking job, shaking the cages and doing an amazing fucking job. Big Tank, we have an amazing episode lined up for you guys with Big Tank and myself. This episode is really, really controversial, and there's a lot of information I want to put out. Historical value information, and there's information that we're going to be bringing in. It's not easy to say, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to keep it in the fact. Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. So if you guys are ready, I'm going to put my notes out here. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Sexual relations, marriage, and sometimes forced marriages between relatives have varied from cultic, magical, and religious practices to even a common one. In fact, 23 chromosomes are assigned to you at creation. In these chromosomes, you carry the data of your heritage, culture, intelligence, memories, traumas, illnesses, defects, talents, skin tone, eye color, height, nail color, speaking patterns, and even character buildup of your own previous ancestors. Genetically defective children with a congenital defects and compounding problems was a small price for all royal bloodlines to access the only avenue to transfer wealth and power. Welcome to incest. A la prima se la rima.
Oh, you fucking dirty dog, bitch, cousin lovers, fucking you, sister,
you,
kisser.
You first cousin
you
loving fucker.
You stole my shit, fool. You know what? I'm going to call you out right now. I'm going to let people know. I literally told Trevor, I'm a big dog. This episode should be called A La Prima Se La Rima. Oh, yeah, big dog.
He
did
credits.
Hey, you do this. And the first thing he does, I was about to lay it down on y'all. Because y'all want to hear me. Y'all don't care about Trebles. You guys see Trebles all the time. When I come in, it's like fucking magnificent. I'm the one that trendsetter. If we would have shirts, we would have What Is Happening, Bank of Knowledge, A La Prima Se La Rima, and fucking 30,000-50,000 more. Right?
I got STD.
I got that PhD.
Dude, you got an STD. You got an STD from your fucking cousin. That's a... All right. Wait. Listen. Look, guys, I'm gonna go into some historical value shit. I don't know if you guys know, but royals inbred it like fucking bunny rabbits. As a matter of fact, they thought that sexual juices from the family members helped stay in power. In ancient Egypt, Cleopatra the VII married and fucked two of her younger brothers to hold power. They were 11 and 12. Hashtag look it up. Ancient Roman.
Okay, before you go any further, is that a trade up or a trade down? As an 11 and 12-year-old kid.
Okay, you see, okay, that's the thing. That's where the fucking thin line between pedophilia.
No. There's no thin line whatsoever. This straight
no,
up.
No, no, what I meant, no. Let me clarify, asshole. Let me clarify. If you're a boy in middle school, wouldn't you want to fuck your teacher? Right? That's a dream, right? Like you're a hot fucking seventh grade teacher. I'm not saying it's
like
correct.
Like the Adam Sandler movie where he gets his teacher pregnant and they have a kid. I forgot the name of it.
Johnny Burger, what's his name? Burger Solo.
Burger fucking Solo or whatever it is.
But Han Solo Burger. There we go.
Han Solo Burger. There we fucking go.
Yeah, well, it's not a thin line between pedophile being accurately correct or whatever. It's just, you know, if you're a fucking, you know what it is. If you're a boy at 12 years, at 13, 14 years old, you want to fuck your fucking hot math teacher cousin, right? Not cousin, math teacher. And that's where it is.
Okay. Anyway, but there's cases all over that where the woman does get tried, same thing like a man. But realistically.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like fucking, your dick won't go up. Your dick will not go up if you don't feel like fucking.
That's fact.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been a strip club and my dick won't go up. Yep.
I'll give you a better one. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, our boy from high school took a bad bitch to the car.
Mm-hmm.
BP could not get up because it was cold. Or maybe he just couldn't. Hey,
the homie Diamond Bar?
Yeah, exactly my point, big dog.
Do not ask us why they called him Diamond Bar. His bar was not diamondy that day. It was made out of copper.
Fucking.
All right, well, check this out.
Hey, the condom wasn't the only thing made out of rubber.
Let's really back in. There's a lot to say. Ancient Romans emulated the Egyptians and believed in different types of love. Squeaky, squeaky. I don't know if you guys know, but Alexander the Great was LGBTQ, and he fucked his own male cousin. So he was the one that preached about there's different types of love. Ancient Greeks Oyo on casada de pollo means, I'm not even gonna go there, fool, because that's fucked up. There's people that are fucking chickens out there, dog. I'm not even gonna jump into that shit. That's some other
you're
shit,
right,
dog.
Right,
ancient Greeks even depicted gods fucking each other and sharing and smashing their own kids to maintain godship. The Mayan king Jaguar II married his own aunt. Check this out. Mayan king Jaguar fucked his own aunt, and she was a medium, a witch. It is said that upon having intercourse with his aunt, she had a vision of a giant feathered serpent bearing gifts of destruction to the people. What the talk about an orgasm, dog.
Hey, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Quetzalcoatl, the fucking feathered serpent, transformed into a man and came bearing gifts of destruction. Columbus.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
see where I'm going?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
the Incas. Yeah. Okay, this is going to get deep, guys. Check this out. The Incas thought that they were the sun descendants. Therefore, the blood had to maintain pure. In order to keep it real, like real as fuck, like Real Madrid, Emperor Tupac Inca, that was his name, Tupac Inca, left the throne to his 90th son, which was his own first nephew.
Okay. Besides having all of these historical depictions, I mean, there's been truths of that even in movies. And I'm going to bring in one of the most controversial movies when it comes down to it. And I'm going to give you a plain, basic one. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Whoa, don't fucking ruin Harry Potter for me, dog.
No. Okay. So we all know that if you follow it, Lord Voldemort is a descendant of Salazar Slytherin, which was one of the pure magic that he wanted to keep strictly pure magic and all that type of stuff. Uh-huh. So if you follow a lot of the lineages, there's him marrying his own cousins. And what they don't show in the movie, but they elaborate a lot in the books, and even J.K. Rowling says that a lot of the pure witch families would like for you to marry into another purebred family, but a lot of them would actually enforce it to make sure it stays pure to be with a distant or close relative.
Okay, good. I love the way you brought that in. Good. Okay, keep finishing thought because I have something to fucking back you up on that.
So, besides diving into that, it's something that's normalized, but it's not normalized.
It was culture. It was culture.
Yeah, exactly. For example, I'll give you another good one. I mean, they have something called, especially since I'm trying to become a dog breeder, I've been trying to find out about lineages, about bloods, what makes a certain bloodline,
Sometimes the mother got to fuck the kids, right?
Okay, no, or vice versa, the dad fucks the one of the daughters or something like that.
Jesus
and they'll call it two times whatever it is. So for example, my female dog has DK blood and gargoyle blood. So if I wanted to have two times of anything at one point or another, the dad would either have to run it back to her.
That
cousin.
Bitch is a dragon fool? She gargoyle dog? What the fuck? That bitch got wings?
Okay, aside from that point, but there are dogs that the letter say two times cobra, two times genie, and that means.
And this message has been brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies, the dog breeder with the gargoyle dog with wings and a tail.
I had to. You walked into that one, dog.
I did. Okay, but yeah, like we're saying though, it does show a lot. So I mean, where do we stop the barrier line?
The barrier line. This is it. And it's not going to stop with your cousin's butt cheeks. Check this out. Samoans and Japanese did it too. In matter of fact, Thailand emperors had up to 77 children with all their sisters. Look, I'm going to blow your fucking mind right now. Asian emperors needed a minimum. Check this out. Minimum of 150 wives built up of their own cousins, sisters, and aunts. In times, the mama would help consummate the marriage so that the marriage wouldn't be annulled. I don't know if that's the fucking word, annulled, but they had the mom had the son and the niece fuck.
So what, the mom would be a fluffer? Oh, give me the cheer.
That do not know. Fluffers are the one that the side people in porns that help keep the guy hard while the woman has to clean, and then they need to restructure the fucking scene so they can start fucking again. This is what you do not know about porn. Now check this out. Remember you said something about keeping the purebred second or third purebred pure. So Europe, here we go. Wow, dog, this is the real shit. All approved under the church, under the rules of conception, in favor of cementing treaties, advantageous political matches, and plain old-fashioned sense, European royals expanded royal blood and family crests by sharing cousins and sisters and passing around not only money, but also their fluids. That was kind of like what you said with the dogs. So it's like they kept it in the family to have a political advantage over anybody else that was coming around. And remember, fool, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
There was a point in Europe where kings and castles and fuck all of these people were fucking intermingling cousins and shit so that they could stay in power. First and second royal cousins were the biggest and most delicate and rarest assets to royal families. Did you hear that, fool? First and second cousins were fucking royal delicate. Rare assets.
Well, okay.
What's
a new king called of England?
King George Philip? What the fuck his name is? I don't fucking know.
The successor that fucking took over Queen Elizabeth, his
yeah.
son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a lot of talks and saying that he didn't want to marry Prince Diana. He was actually just not into her. He only did it because of the intercommunicating communication that they had. But
yeah, Elizabeth, or even her. His mom fucked and married
her cousin.
Yeah, their cousins thing. From the same
grandma. Exactly. So same mm-hmm. thing. So, I mean, I could definitely see it 110% how it's just fucking intermingling to keep a certain advantage, whether it be power, whether it be something that they offer, or give it to them as a prize or reward so you can stay in their good favors and basically in their good graces.
Check this out. Do you remember the Spear of Destiny, the episode Spear of Destiny, when we touched on how people would pass around the Spear of Destiny bits of it and through monarchs and through city? Okay, remember how we mentioned the family called Habsburg family?
Yes.
Well, their family tree and crest was able to rule from ancient Rome all the way to Nazi Germany, nations, and even empires. Check this out. Look it up. The Habsburg family territories on Google tells you, and it breaks you down for how long they've been in power until they started mingling into banking. And then, check this out. They ruled over principalities all over Europe. Now, check this out. Incest does pays off because, in fact, the last Habsburg male was a French duke. He was a Spanish duke and got killed. And as soon as he got killed, that's when the Spanish Revolution started. His name was Charles. Look him up. He was the last male Habsburg family member. His sister then took over. His sister took over and she fucking married another cousin from different parts of Europe. But check this out.
Different branch.
Yeah, well, this is where the hate to the Jewish starts, because the Habsburg family was blaming throughout centuries of ruling that their fucking inbred kids were actually cursed by Jews. So this is kind of where it gets religious. The Habsburg family then fucking created a hatred over the Jews, leading to World War II in many areas of the fucking belief system of Nazi Germany and fucking Hitler. Fucking crazy, dog. It's fucking crazy. And then remember, they hold all of their fucking relics. They had fucking chapels with gold plated relics and shit, you know, from Jesus Christ and shit. So think about it. It's fucking crazy. Now, after that, the this is going to blow your mind. This is going to blow your fucking mind. You know how there's human beings that have an underjaw like this?
Yeah.
Hashtag look it up, people. If you haven't seen this, if you don't see what it is, look it up on Google. Human underjaw. Well, that's called, check this out. That's called the Habsburg jaw. Guess why? Because the Habsburg family was their family members, giving them the fucking elephant trunking all night long to the first cousins, that they started evolving in a negative sense, and they had an underjaw. That's called the Habsburg jaw. Because of the family members, because of the long lineage of fucking each other. Fucking crazy. That disease, and there was a disease also that created that was called hemophilia. Back then, hemophilia wasn't recognized. Now, hemophilia is recognized as a direct fucking connection to incest. Hashtag.
Well, not only that, incest brings in a lot of mutations. Not only just that, it brings in shorter lifespans. It brings in a lot of, health concerns, to be the very minimum. Mm-hmm. You get me? So, I mean, shit, I could definitely see it, big dog. I really can. I could definitely see it. How it's just fucking one thing leads to another thing leads to another.
Everybody was their mamas, literally. Yeah. Well, check this out, dog. And now flipping it from historical value now to modern day. Modern day incest is now glorifying and eroticizes. I'm not sure that's the right word. This act of incest through books, adult stories like Daddy's in My Hole, Part 1 through 13, on his 18th birthday by Nelson Davidson. And who can forget the old-fashioned fucking porn? People are now following through porn and not, I don't want to say following through, getting addicted to porn, to the deeper depths of porn. Not only fisting, gagging, what's the fucking thing when they fucking make the butthole stretch out? It's called caving? No, it's called gaping. Now they have incest porn. That's one of the top five categories searched on porn. And I don't know if you guys don't know this, but porn is the only reason why security passwords exist in any other website. Porn sites are the ones that are the visited the most through all human history. Porn, I'm telling you, sex and war are the oldest fucking professions in the planet, right? So porn is definitely one of the things that we consume the most. I myself watch porn. Sometimes I have to make it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But now, check this out. You know what's the most... Hey guys, but I'm not making porn with my cousin, just to be clear. Well, look guys, my sister, check this out guys, it's a matter of fact, incest is only illegal in the United States of America. It's legal through all royal monarchies, ex-monarchies, nations in Europe. Only the Western hemisphere of the world is illegal to it. So what does that tell you, dog? Niggas be fucking split. Out, dog.
So in a sense, it's not shamed or frowned upon, depending where you go.
No, it's actually it's almost a protected class. But, I mean, you have to remember where they come from, dog. It's a weird fucking living state. What you got though? I know you have something about this fucking incest family here out there. What's it called? That family is called Lickerberg. They be licking for sure. I'll tell you that much. Licking. They're all fucking retarded. The point is this, guys. You fuck your cousin and have retarded babies. And the reason is because, now let me explain to you about the chromosomes. What happens? Your chromosomes, they cancel each other out when there's a defect. If you have sex with a regular person, that's not your family member. You fuck somebody with your family member, you might have the same defects imprinted in your DNA, which then your DNA won't cancel it. Your chromosomes won't cancel each other out. They'll build on each other. And then you have a cross-eyed, drooling, ugly teeth-faced, four-headed baby with hair in his eyelids or whatever. See what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Kind of looking like Big Tank.
Fuck you. Hey, for that big old head is not normal, big dog. That is nothing but bread of ancestry. All right, big dog, let's get that one.
I dropped a load of information for all of you guys, dog, and I really want you guys to understand that incest, it's wrong. Don't go looking up incest porn. You know what? People get aroused by it, dog, and it's not. I was actually talking about this today at work. Shout outs to one of my customers here. I'm not gonna can't tell you who what his name is, but shout. He know who I'm talking about. He's a former Navy member, and thank you for your service, bro. He told me that it's, believe it or not, people are now very aroused by the idea of incest, and it's a growing community.
So
again, do whatever you want with your fucking bodies as long as they're not kids.
So okay, let's go. Let's actually dive into something a little bit more.
Oh, you are gonna bring it in.
One more. Okay, yeah, okay. Of course. It's a documentary that came out. Mm-hmm. It's called Meet the Witter Takers.
There it's you go.
Witter Takers. Witter Takers. They have been dated back into the 1850s of having inbred relationships.
That family?
Yeah. Yes. Back into the 1850s is the latest they could recall. Okay. Uh-huh. On paper, they showed the 1902 that they could prove. But according to, as far as they could date it back, it's been in the 1850s since they started actually being able to prove it. Okay. Uh-huh. At this point,
this is because back then they didn't have like birth certificates, right?
And all that. Exactly. Well, yeah. Paperwork's even back then were hard to get to. Like, yeah. Like we've brought it up before. You could have been born one day, but if they don't go register until a month later or whatever it is, you'll have a different actual birthday than what it was, but it'll be the day you got registered. As opposed to now, where they'll give you date, time, and that very same place, and that holds up in the hospital, and they'll get everything done for you. Mm-hmm. So the Whittakers, believe it or not, are America's longest living instant bred family. They're famously known, especially now, because their most, I guess, newest descendant that they have.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Oh, the newest descendant that they have literally is... It looks all jacked up. That's the best way I could put it. I can't explain it.
Is it the guy's face that I used for the promotional video?
No. So literally, he has no language precipitation of anything. He does not speak well. He has very, very limited emotional response. You get me? He's more of a wild, savage animal than anything else. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's the best way to put it. That's the newest descendant. The newest descendant whatsoever. So at the end of the day, as it's been going through, because they have been bred between brothers and sisters, let alone cousins.
Get the fuck out of here.
So they took it to a whole new fucking level. His parents are first cousins. Okay. But the dad's parents before that were brother and sister.
Wait.
How many generations?
About six generations already?
I would say seven. I would say closer to seven.
Holy fuck. How is he not dead?
He's not there, I'll tell you that much.
Who's in charge in that house? Who's the household? Who's the head of the household?
I'm gonna say he is, because he's pretty old himself. The gentleman has to be in his late 40s, 50s, you get me?
It's kind of hard to fucking understand why seven, because after a while, they start becoming, you can't have babies, what's it called? Fertile. Infertile? Fertile.
Infertile. Yeah, sterile.
So your junk won't work no more, and women won't have the eggs after, like, I think 3-4 generations, which is what happened with the Habsburg family. This is why they couldn't have any more males, and the males couldn't reproduce.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I'm glad you're getting into that. Mm-hmm. Because their take on it is basically almost like a bad cancer. It basically doesn't die to a certain degree.
Stop putting your dick in your family members. That's it. That's how it dies. What's wrong with you?
But okay. I like that. Somebody that's educated from the Western Hemisphere that knows the new rules, it doesn't seem like a bad thing.
Okay.
But if that's all you're taught, can you really blame them?
Well, I assume these are people that live out in farmlands and
yes,
and maybe it's the woods.
Rural, yeah, rural.
Maybe rural. There's no movie theaters. There's no concerts. There's no hardly any parks. Social life is very rare. And the times that you get to see anybody else are probably already married or strictly religious, or there's barriers there. So you spend a lot of time home with a large portion of your family, and so parts of your large portion of family have fucking fine ass cousins you want to fucking smash.
Well.
Or
something that I've always been brought up and always wondered in my head is, why is it especially predominantly in the Hispanic culture and the Latin culture, why is it that previous generations had such big families? I mean, I think we all know a couple people that have 9-10 brothers and sisters.
Was it so they could fuck? No, that's not why it was. No.
Listen. Let me finish before you go any further. And I've asked different people. Mm-hmm. And they've literally told me there was no other form of entertainment. The kids weren't there. Vieja, come on, let's go.
So having kids was entertainment?
To a sense, it was.
Okay.
To a sense, it was. Okay, for example, how many times do you not crave sex, but you know you can't because you have a whole bunch of family right there?
Uh-huh.
Because they're not outside. Where? Okay, mm-hmm. For example. I'll give you a good one. Mm-hmm. My parents were both raised on ranches out there. So mm-hmm. they always had something going on. Mm-hmm. At one point, they had to go out to the field. Somebody was cooking. Mm-hmm. Somebody was cleaning mm-hmm. outside, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If the parents are alone for a brief, I don't know, a couple minutes, I mean, 5, 10, 15 mm-hmm. minutes, whatever it may be. It was on like Donkey Kong. The dog. It was, so realistically speaking, I mean, especially the more religious fans, the more
peaches. I get you, honey. Yo, no. Let me tell you something. We're basically all cousins and brothers and sisters. According to the fucking Bible, Adam and Eve be fucking.
To a degree. Yeah.
And their brothers and their sons and sisters and sons and the sons of the sons and sisters of the sisters be fucking. After the flood, it was Noah to repopulate the earth. And allegedly, it was only Noah and his family, rest of the humankind. So they'd be fucking. So wait. So you're telling me my direct descendant, I am a direct descendant from Noah, which fucked his wife, which then those kids fucked each other, which is those kids fucked each other and then fucked each other some more until my fucking retarded ass came out. Wait. And before that, Noah, it was a direct descendant from Adam and Eve, which Adam and Eve didn't only fuck the snake over there by the fucking apple tree, but she also came and fucked Adam. And then their kids be fucking, and then the kids of their kids be fucking. This is fucking retarded.
If we go off the good book, there was only two to repopulate.
Yeah,
there
this
was
is wrong.
Only two.
Yeah, this is wrong. So what you're telling me is okay to fuck your cousin? Or was there a timestamp or a fucking checkpoint in life where God said, from now on, your kids will be retarded. Don't fuck each other.
Maybe that's why we could only access 10% of the brain.
It has nothing to do with the argument of fucking your cousins. You're too comfortable with this conversation, dog. You're too comfortable with this shit.
No. I'm being serious. What if we got dumbed down so much because of all the inbred and incesting?
Whoa, wait, stop it. That's a theory. We are dumb as fuck because we'd be fucking each other. Hey, that's a good fucking theory, dog.
Okay. I want to say
uh-huh.
We've all seen somebody cute, fire bomb, however you want to describe her,
mm-hmm.
and you find out she's your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, you want to fuck me?
No, Dick.
So,
you're my cousin, Dick. Technically, we're cousins. According to the Bible.
I'm good, Big Dog. Appreciate the injuries. I'm good, though, Big Dog.
This is dumb.
But realistically talking,
mm.
a lot of us won't act on those impulses. Oh, man, she's my cousin.
I did. I'm adopted, though, guys. I'm adopted.
Okay, yes. But like a physical cousin, if you go to a family reunion,
mm.
or let's not say family reunion. Let's say you meet somebody on Facebook, on Instagram, and oh, damn, she's cute. You're looking at her. Damn, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, start talking, chopping it up to her. And you're like, oh, she's your cousin from so-and-so and so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people won't act on that. Oh, shit. Okay, whatever. You might have the thought. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people won't act on that.
No, for I mean, the people that have the thought is because they can. Oh, my God. Okay, I got you. I'll follow. I'll follow your. I'll follow your fucking lead. I got you, bro. I got you. What else?
Oh, big dog. Hey, you're taking this way too far.
It's because, dog, look, dark, I can't take it serious. I can't take it serious anymore. I debunked it. And then you debunked it on debunked. Like, I debunked the idea of incest being even real. And then you came and you debunked that debunker with, it is real. This is why we retarded and we only use 10% of our brains. Which, the fucking phrase is, we only know how 10% of the brain works, not that we only use 10% of our brain.
Okay, you know what I meant. You understood me, right? Did you understand me?
Stupid fuck. Yeah.
Stupid understand stupid, right?
Yes. Oh, you fucking make sure you.
Because we're family. Hey, we're family.
We're from her. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this was incest with Big Tech and his cousin. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we have an amazing episode lined up.
I'm Big Tech, he's a cousin.
I guess I'm the fucking cousin. Look, guys, the most important thing about we have that what you can take away from this episode is, guys, just be careful what you put your dick in. I mean, shit, what can I tell you, dog? You know, you like what you like, and it is what it is. Just leave the kids alone. That's all I gotta say. It's, you know, some people do this, like I said, like it's a practice of common sense, a practice of fashion sense, or religious or magical way. Aleister Crowley was fucking experimenting with his fucking pussy juices and ass juices and fucking around with his. Smothering around his fucking family members and the nurses and shit, whatever. You know, people do what they're gonna do, bro. Just leave the kids alone. Now, we have an announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to please go to Apple right now. Apple Podcasts, drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you're new to the show, I want to thank you so much for joining us and staying for this long and for our nonsense and shenanigans. We have an amazing episode lined up talking about transhumanism, not transgenderism, only transhumanism, the combination of fucking being an android and a fucking cyborg with Morpheus from Breaking the Matrix up next week. And check this out. And to top it all off, Big Tank and I are doing hardcore research on the American flag codes and how to use the flag code exactly. What do the gold streams mean? The upside down flag, the black flag, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to be bringing you a topic, an episode on black flag. No, I mean, on American flag codes. I want to call them codes. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, but that's the next episode with Big Tank in a matter of 2 weeks. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Drop a 5-star rating on the podcast, and Paranoid Radio Podcast is now available on all podcast platforms absolutely free. You can find us on Amazon Music. Absolutely free. Just type in at Paranoid Radio Podcast. You can listen to us absolutely free. Spotify. And if you don't want to use any of these fucking mainstream platforms, you could always find us at ParanoidRadio.com. Paranoid, no D. ParanoidRadio.com. We got that cousin D right here.
Thank you for listening to A La Prima Se La Riva. Till the next time.
Peace out.